for tuning in. This has been No More Tears of Sorrow radio program, brought to you by Greater Nations Faith Assembly. Every Thursday from 17 hours to 17:55. Be sure to tune in again next time. God bless you.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government efforts in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance, qualification, national registration card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 977 833 434.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Present the main news on One Love Radio. My name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. President Hichilema assents into law constitutional amendment Bill 7. World Bank hands over 80 schools open under SIP. In international news, M23 has announced its exit from the strategically important city of Uvira. And in sports, South Africa futsal national team captain Mduduzi Madikizela says they are here to win. And now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has assented into law the Constitutional Amendment Bill 7, speaking during the assenting ceremony. Today, President Hichilema has called for unity among Zambians regardless of whether they were in support or against the bill. Mr. Hichilema says the bill is legal as it allowed for proper consultation through the process that was undertaken by the Minister of Justice, Princess Kasune, who went on doing countrywide consultation meetings.
Not one, not two, not a pair of hundred or a million. But the forces that belong to all the Zambian people. Today, rising in the Amazon region is not for any one political party. It is for all political parties. It is not for any one leader. It is for all leaders. Not just in politics, in church, in business, and in private institutions.
The World Bank has commended the government of Zambia for its commitment to improving access to quality education following the opening of a new secondary school in Skongo, Chirundo district, and 82 additional schools constructed under the Zambia Education Enhancement Project ZEEP of 2017 and came to full operation in 2021 and handed over in 2025. Speaking during the launch and official opening ceremony, World Bank Country Manager for Zambia, Dr. Akim Fok says the milestone reflects a strong partnership between the government, local communities and cooperating partners aimed at strengthening the education sector. He explains that ZIP is led and implemented by the government of Zambia through the Ministry of Education with active participation from local authorities, teachers, parents and communities, while the World Bank provides financing and technical support.
For the World Bank, education sector is really important. We have several projects beyond the ZIP. We also support the government on early childhood education and through the dual project of keeping girls in school. And we're preparing a new project for skills in technical and vocational education. Through this project, we like to complement the tremendous effort by the government of Zambia and many communities to improve the quality of teaching and learning conditions from early childhood all the way through tertiary education. We like to stress that the implementation of these projects is critical to maximize the benefits of the investment, and we at the World Bank stand ready to continue with our support, including advice and engagement to you.
Meanwhile, the Minister of Education, Douglas Yakalima, revealed that the first phase of the project, funded at $60 million, resulted in the construction of 82 fully functional secondary schools across the 7 provinces. The minister says since the schools became operational in 2021, a total of 32,144 learners have been enrolled, of whom 14,465 are girls, reflecting government's commitment to gender equity in education. He adds that government is scaling up the initiative under the second phase of the project, which involves the construction of an additional 120 secondary schools across all 10 provinces.
That is strengthening instruction in mathematics and science. Textbook shortages were addressed and teacher training systems were strengthened to ensure our children are taught by competent, motivated and well-supported educators. Equally important is the community-driven construction mode, which empowered local communities, created skills, promoted ownership, and ensured that development was by the people and for the people. Despite the challenges associated with this mode of construction, I am pleased that the 82 schools are now being handed over to the people of Zambia by the World Bank. Education is the most powerful equalizer. That is why ZIP deliberately targeted poor and marginalized communities, created new secondary school places, and provided sanitation and boarding facilities, especially for girls.
And Elena, Miss Ellie Nina Analu, has expressed gratitude to the government and its cooperating partners for the policies and investments that have expanded access to education, particularly for children in rural and remote areas.
The 82 schools being handed over are not just infrastructure. They are symbols for opportunity and progress. They reflect our ministry's tireless effort to ensure that every child, regardless of background or location, have access to quality education. We also extend our sincere appreciation to the Permanent Secretary of Ministry of Education for your administrative guidance and support in ensuring that education programs are implemented effectively throughout the country. A special recognition goes to the World Bank officials who are here today. Your partnership with the government has played a vital role in construction of these 82 schools. Your support has strengthened our education system and helped bring development closer to learners.
The Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development has launched the 2026 Revised Cash for Work program, expanding its coverage to all 116 districts and targeting over 1.5 million beneficiaries. Countrywide, as part of continued efforts to cushion vulnerable communities from economic and climate-related shocks, Minister of Local Government and Rural Development Gift Sialuvalo says the revised Cash for Work program builds on lessons learned from Phase 1 and demonstrates government's commitment to inclusive growth and social protection. The minister says while Phase 1 of the program ran from August 2024 to June 2025, Cabinet at its 24th meeting held on the 8th of December 2025 approved the revised Cash for Work program to strengthen implementation, enhance transparency, as well as broaden the impact. He further says the program will also move away from low-impact activities and instead